In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. We can't cover everything in the sermons, and so I'm recording a few podcasts with some extra details on the verses. We're up to chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. There's an emphasis on the world here, mentioned 6 times in a few verses and 23 times in the letter of 1 John. It reminds me of Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. There's only room for one master in every human heart, and that master is a master we choose. We choose to let money be our master, the world be our master, or we choose to let God be that master. 1 Kings 18, verse 21, Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. Sadder than the fact that they had to make that choice, they were already the people of God. Sadder even than that is the fact that the people said nothing. Passivity ends with us being on the side of the world. There's a story told of a man who was told to choose between the world and the kingdom, and he decided to sit on the fence. And at the end of time, Jesus came to claim those who were his in the kingdom, and the devil came to claim his who were in the world. And the devil came to claim the man sitting on the fence. And he said, "But I'm on the fence. I'm not in your domain nor in the domain of the kingdom." And the devil said, "But I own the fence." We need to be clear about where our loyalties lie. Love for the world is incompatible with love for God the Father. James chapter 4, verse 4. "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God." This verse reminds us in chapter 2, verse 15 of 1 John that the world and all that is in it are temporary. Material greed and love for others are incompatible. The phrase "do not love" in this verse is in the present tense imperative, which implies an ongoing lifestyle, not momentary weakness or lapses, but a lifestyle. What's our lifestyle like? Perhaps a better question would be, what would our neighbours, our non-Christian friends, our work colleagues say is our greatest area of devotion? Or to what would they say is our greatest loyalty? Is it the kingdom or is it the world? Well, let's be sure to take to heart what it says here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Not to love the world, but instead to love the Father. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 16, but until then, have a wonderful day and God bless.